Now I actually want to talk to you about the third big insight. And I haven't really done much on this yet, but I'm going to make it fairly simple. And I'm going to do this one on the fly instead of pre, okay? Because I think I'm actually going to be better at it if I can just say to you, remember the third big insight is the whole idea of just ask. Just ask. Get out there. I'm going to even change that dynamic to just visit, okay? That even pre-empts just ask. Just get out. Get out of the office, set up your plan, your weekly plan or whatever, and get out there and make visits. I've made over 6,000 visits in my career for great organizations, great causes, good cases, okay? And I have screwed up 5,812 times. I've actually kept count. So 5,812 times I've screwed up, and I've still done well over $1 billion myself of helping these causes with that, okay? So the idea is you can't screw up if you're out there. You need to be out and you need to visit. Let me give you a couple of really good ideas, if I could, under this whole concept, okay? Let's do a couple of ideas under this concept of just ask. One of the most important things that we're trying to deal with, and I used the term earlier, okay? So first of all, let's just make this very clear. You're in sales, get over it, okay? Now what does that mean? You're in sales, okay? Get over it. What it means is you need a sales team. It means you need a sales process. It means you need a sales attitude, right? Because you're out selling. I know most of you weren't trained in that. Certainly your presidents, they may be academicians if you're at a college. They may be wonderful social entrepreneurs that just have this desire to change the world, save the world. I'm not even sure if you're in development listening to this, okay, that you were trained in sales. In fact, most likely you weren't. There's most colleges right now don't even have, even in the business school. They'll talk about marketing, but nobody actually talks about sales. And I want you to think about this concept of sales. I want you to think about your sales team. Who is your sales team? Who's on that sales team? What does that sales team look like? How do you hire salespeople? How do you train salespeople? How do they practice as a sales team? How do they practice their presentations? All that comes into play around team. We have a sales process, okay? The 4-impact roadmap is really the guts of our sales process. You'll see that in a separate component of this training and on the video, and it talks about the prep phase and it talks about the presentation phase. So we actually have a process that maybe can help you do that. I don't care what you use, but you have to do, it's more than just winging this, okay? Let's use a simple process. That process for us, without even, I'll just verbally give it to you. Number one is, what's your case rationale for support? What's your case for support? Okay, so why do you even need money? Number two, who are your prospects? Who are you going to sell to? And number three, what's your presentation design? What's your presentation look like? So what are you going to say? Okay, what tools are you going to use? How are you going to go about presenting it? So case rationale for support, prospects, and presentation design. Those are under the prep phase. Under the presentation phase, we have team selling. Okay, how do we use your team? What's the role of your president? What's the role of the executive director? Second thing we deal with is predisposition. You've got 30 minutes on a visit. How do you predispose somebody to this whole, to the call itself, to the visit, to the cause, to the case, and to your presentation of an opportunity for them to help? How do you predispose? And then finally, the big piece is the presentation itself. But we're not in that right now. We're in the idea of changing the way you think about this. The third insight, just ask, just visit, get out there. You're in sales, get over it. So do it right.